Be'ez Hashem book, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Amos Hilchos Shofar, and the laws of Shofar and the Sefer Zman, the book of designated times, which in this Perek we continue the discussion regarding the obligation and the timing of the blowing of the Shofar. The Rambam gives halacha alpha regarding who is obligated and who is exempt. Hakol chayav neshmoy kol shofar, everyone is obligated to hear the sound of the Shofar. Kahanim, Levim, Yisrael, all types of Jews, the game comrades, v'avodim, slaves, mishachram that were freed, Avanoshim, but women, v'avodim, and slaves that weren't freed, which they have the same halacha like women, and they're exempt from mitzvah, such as Zman Gerama, time bound positive commandments. And Kutam and minors that are not yet bar mitzvah are patur and are exempt. Now, however, Misha Chetzi Evid v'Chetzi Mechor, and someone that's half free, half slave, let's say it was owned by two masters and one of them freed him, and Betumtum, someone who it's not clear what sign of gender he has because the skin they're covering the genital area. Vandragonus, someone who actually has both signs of gender, of genitalia. Chayoven, they're obligated, the term Vandragonus because there's a doubt maybe they're a man. And regarding the Chatz Evid, Chatz Ben Chorin, because of the half of them that's free, is also obligated in the midst of Shofar. Now, halacha based, komisha in the chayiv b'davar, whoever's not obligated in something, in the moitzei sechayiv b'dei chavos, cannot fulfill someone else's obligation who is obligated. So the figure for isha, a woman, a katan, or a minor, should talk about shayiv, if they blow the shayiv, hashemeh mehem, if someone hears it from them, lo yotzei is not filled his obligation because they're not obligated. Androgynous, who has both signs of gender, moitzei es mina, he will exempt another androgynous because the androgynous is its own species. If it's male, we're not sure. But if it's male, then the other guy's male. And if he's female, so then the other one's also female. But you cannot exempt someone that's not the same type, let's say a regular male, because maybe we categorize an androgynous as a female, which the Torah exempts. Now, Tumtum, on the other hand, cannot exempt even another Tumtum. Because Tumtum Shanikra, Tumtum is someone that's closed up, that's the word Tumtum, is closed up, where by the genital area we can't tell what he or she is, but when the skin gets torn off, ef shashi motzi zachu, we might find out that he's a male, the ef shashi motzi nekev, we might find out that she's a female. And therefore, you can't have one blow for the other because maybe the one that's blowing is a she and the one that's being blown for is a he. Halacha gimel. V'chei mishi chetzi evad v'chetzi mecharin. Now, so too, someone that's half slave, half free person, einu moitzi afila atzmai, he cannot exempt even himself. Because the half of him that's slave cannot come along and be moitzi chatzcheir shabai and exempt the part of him that is free. Because the tekei is being done by the half of him also that's not obligated, which cannot exempt his obligation. So how could he fill his obligation? That he hears from a different free person, a regular man, that will blow the shofar for him. And look at the things regarding the kavan of the intent, the focus that has to be had when blowing the shofar. If someone is busy with the blowing of the shofar, just to learn how to play the shofar, he has not fulfilled his obligation because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. A mitzvah has to have a focus to come to fulfill one's obligation of the mitzvah. And here he's just blowing to learn how to blow. If someone also hears the tzkiyas, all the things from the one that's just distracted trying to learn, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Now, if let's say the one who is hearing is focusing to fulfill his obligation, but the one who's blowing did not have a mind to exempt him. Or the other way around, the one who's blowing had a mind to fulfill that person's obligation. But the one who's hearing was not trying to fulfill his obligation, just heard, thought the guy's playing some nice music. That besides having the kavana for the mitzvah, that the tekiyas has to be for the purpose of the mitzvah, the one who is being yaitze has to have his own kavana, and the one who is being maitze him also has to have kavana to be maitze him. Look, hey, misha taka. If someone blew the shofar, and he had in mind to fulfill the obligation of anyone who is hearing his tekiyas, v'shama shemeya, and the one who is hearing hears, and he's having in mind to fulfill his obligation. Although the guy was blowing, did not have in mind specifically but that guy who's hearing his tekiyah, and any he doesn't even know who that guy is, but yotze, he filled the obligation, because he's having in mind, whoever hears him will fulfill his obligation. Now, if someone's going on the road, or he's sitting at home, and he hears next door the shtibel, he hears that there's the keys from the shlich tzibbe, the one who is the agent of the community, blowing the shofar. Yotze, fill the obligation, in the skam lotzes, if he had in mind to be yotze, should he shlich tzibbe miskam, because the one who's there, the agent of the community, he's having in mind, lohitze shabbat dechavasan, fill the public for the obligation, doesn't know who's who, he's doing it for the whole community. And therefore, anyone who's going to hear is going to fulfill his obligation that they're having in mind to be yotze, even if they're not even in the shul itself. Halach above continues, what do we do with tekiyas on Shabbos? Yom Tov Shavuot Shana. The Yom Tov Shana Shachalis Peshabbos falls on Shabbos. Ain't taking Meshayim B'chamakim. In all places, they don't blow the shofar. Af apisha tiki mishmer shavus. Although just blowing the shofar itself is on rabbinic prohibition as any musical instrument, because you might come to fix the instrument. Now, so Baramina did not take it. Halacha would dictate that you should blow the shofar, because Yaveh Aseh Shal Teicha, the positive commandment of the biblical directive of blowing the shofar, should come along. Yitcha Shavuos Shal Devarim should override the negative prohibition of blowing a musical instrument. So Balamayin Teiken, why do we not blow the shofar on Shabbos that falls on Rosh Hashanah? Xer is a decree, Shemitlan Miyadr, because the guy might take the shofar in his hand, and he's going to try to bring it to whoever could blow the shofar for him. He's going to come to carry it 4 amas in the public domain, or Yitzi Meshos Hashos, or he's going to carry it from one domain to another domain, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Yavol is going to come to a punishment of a prohibition of being stoned to death for the Malach of Itzah on Shabbos. Because everyone's obligated to kiyah shofar. Not everyone knows how to blow. And therefore, someone, if he thinks on Shabbos he has to be yaitz, he might come to carry the shofar. So to prevent this issur skila, we say, you know what, we're not going to do the mitzvahs asei, shal teira, of blowing the shofar on Shabbos. Halacha zayin hatinoikis, shal yigil lechinuch. Now regarding young children, they're not even the age of chinuch, of like 6 or 7. Imak v'noisim l'tkaya b'Shabbos, we don't stop them from blowing the shofar on Shabbos. If it's Rosh Hashanah, we don't want them to blow, because then people are going to think you could blow on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. But if it's a regular Shabbos, it's not Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, we don't stop them, so that they should learn how to blow the shofar. And actually, an adult is allowed to be busy with them to tell them, okay, blow, and teach them how to do it. Could they allow them to teach them how to blow the shofar? Now, b'Yom Tov, you could be busy with the kids, whether it's a child that reached the chinuch age, being cut in shalagi lechinuch, or whether a child did not reach the chinuch age, shatikia in a silgil mishum shavus, because the blowing the shofar is only rabbinically prohibited, and to teach them how to blow is permitted, even a chinuch age child to blow on the Yom Tov itself, if it's not Shabbos, because on Shabbos we said only if you're not a chinuch age do we let you be engage with them to blow the shofar. Alachachas. So when they made this decree not to blow the shofar on Shabbos, they only made this decree not to blow in a place where there is no court. But when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and there was the great high court of the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, everyone would blow the shofar in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, as long as the court was in session. Now, it's not only people of Yerushalayim itself, any city that was within the Shabbos 2,000 Amah limit of Yerushalayim, and they were able to see Yerushalayim, and which that means to say, there's a few criteria and explains each one. To see Yerushalayim means to say, even if you close within the Tchum, but not within the valley, that you can't see Yerushalayim. And they were able to hear the sound of the Shofar blast in Yerushalayim, meaning, so even though on the top of the mountain you could see, but you're too far to hear, no. You're able to hear also. Moreover, they were able to come to Yerushalayim, meaning that there shouldn't be any river separating between them. So the people of that city, again, that was within the Tchum, and was able to see, and able to hear, and able to come, even the people of that city, they themselves also would blow the shofar that on Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Hashanah, Kiryat Shalom and Yerushalayim. But in the other cities of the Jewish people, as we said, they wouldn't blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Now, in today's times, Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So, Kamokim Shish by Bezni Kavua, any place that has an established permanent court, and that is, that they got smicha, rabbinic ordination, from going all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Yeshua and the Zakenim, in Eretz Yisrael, took him by Shabbos, in those places they could blow the shofar even on Shabbos. But if they ain't taking Shabbos, you cannot blow the shofar on Shabbos. El bebezni shekitra es achodesh, only the type of court that could sanctify the new month. But all other courts ain't taking them. You cannot blow the shofar from them. Af bishen smuchim, even though they have smicha. And moreover, they ain't taking el bebezni bezni godel bevat. And you could only blow in front of the high court itself, kolzman shem yeshrim, as long as they're sitting. Even if they're starting to move to get up, but they didn't get up yet, take them if they're allowed to blow in front of them on Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos. But out of the court, you cannot blow. Now, why do we allow, and not part of the Gezerah, to blow the shofar on Shabbos in front of the court itself? And there's a Bezin's reason him, because the court, they are very diligent and they're very careful. And the ones who are blowing will not come to carry the shofar in front of them in the public domain, which was the whole reason for the concern. Because the courts warned the people and they let them know, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it the right way, no one's going to carry, and therefore they didn't make the Gezerah. Locha Yod. Now, Bezman Azen, today's time, Shana Oysim, Shnei Yom Bagolas, that we make 2 days of the Yom Bar Shana in the, now that there's Golas, that there is the people in the diaspora. Kederach Shatekim Rishon, so just like they blow the Shofar on the first day of Shana, Tekim Rishon, they blow on the second day. Now, V'chol Yom Rishon Lis B'Shabbos, the first day of Shana falls out to be on Shabbos. And there wasn't in that place Bez Nerun Latkaya a court that was appropriate to blow, then take him Bashin Lavad, then you only blow the Shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.